A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Be'ah Chafei, Be'ah 25b, pagination page 50. We have a fascinating Gemara which compares something that's known to something that ought to take a lesson from it. To a certain extent, we're encountering the style of Perek Shira over here, and we'll see how the Gemara presents. We're starting from the sixth line from the top, in the middle of the line. Va'omer Rami Bar Abba. Rami Bar Abba said the following. Chatsuva, which is a certain grass that Yehoshua used to line the borders of people's property, because it's a unique grass in that it sends down roots directly without going to the sides and deeply, so that it could mark the border and remain as a good marker for the future. So this chatsuva, this type of grass, mikateya ragleon derishiyaya, it cuts off the legs of the rishaim. What type of rishaim? People who steal land, masig gevul. They try to adjust the borders. So this chatsuva knocks their legs off. They don't have a leg to stand on. We have that expression. So, in a practical sense, the Marsha, based on the Aruch, says that they could move the borders, they'll move the fences, but eventually someone's going to come and dig a little and find the roots of this chatsuva where it was originally planted. And they'll know exactly where this property, in its original description, the equivalent of the town records, where the borders really were. And it's going to expose him. So that's on a practical level. But Rashi describes it that they should have been lemeidim mimenu. They should have learnt from the chatsuva. And the way the Marsha explains is that the chatsuva does not have mitzvahs, and nevertheless it sticks to the border and it grows in the way it's supposed to, with the roots going deep down. So they should have learnt a lesson from the chatsuva, and they should have stuck to their proper boundaries and not deviated from that. So again, chatsuva mekatea regleon derishiaya, the chatsuva knocks off the legs of the rishaim who try to steal land by adjusting the borders. Second lesson of three here. Second lesson is netia mekatea regleon de katsvaya u de boale nidos. Netia is referring to the 3 years of orla, of planted trees, and the lesson of the planted tree that we wait for 3 years before benefiting from the fruit, even though it was a lot of work, and even though the person put in a tremendous amount, but he waits 3 long years until he's allowed to benefit from it. So it knocks off the legs of katsvaya, the butchers who would sell the meat without checking it first if it's a trefa. So they're rushing in, and they should be slower. They should be patient. Don't benefit from the item until it's authorized. Udeboa lenidos, and from people who can't wait for their wives to go to mikvah properly, and they have to rush it. So they should take a lesson from Netia, perhaps an inspirational lesson. Imagine waiting 3 long years. And here, all we're asking you to wait is another few hours or another few days or whatever it is. It's comparable to Netia. They should take a lesson from that. And finally, Turmusa, a specific type of bean that was bitter initially, but after it was processed, cooked 7 times, it would become tasty and sweet like a dessert. So termusa, this product, that takes a lot of time, but eventually comes through. Mekateya ragleon disaneon shel Yisrael. It knocks off the feet of the Gemara words it in a positive way, the haters of Israel. The same way that a grandmother would say, you shouldn't talk while you're eating because a terrorist might die. So if the kid doesn't get the lingo, he says, well, let the terrorist die. But she doesn't want to say about her grandchild because someone might die. So she words it in a different way. So Sanayon Shal Yisrael, the haters of Israel, get their legs knocked off, but it means to be a critique on the Jewish people's behavior. Shenemar, what's the critique? Vayasifu b'nei Yisrael la'asas hara b'enei Hashem. Pasuk in Shoftim describing how the Jewish people continue to do the bad in the eyes of Hashem. Vayavduas ha-ba'olim, they worshipped ba'olim. And the Gemara is counting here, so that's number one. Ve'esu ashtaros, that's number two. Different type of avodah zarah. Ve'es Elohei Aram, ve'es Elohei Tzidon, ve'es Elohei Moav, that's 3, 4, and 5. Ve'es Elohei Bnei Amon, that's 6. Ve'es Elohei Pelishtim, that's 7. 7 steps that they deviated, that they worshipped other idols. Vayazvu es Hashem, and the Jewish people were forsaking Hashem, for lo avduhu, and they did not worship him. So from the words, vayazvu es Hashem, they forsake Hashem, so Rami Bar Abba comments that Termusa ought to have been the greatest rebuke, because Termusa also went through 7 steps, inconveniencing its owner, in Rashi's words, inconveniencing its owner to work so hard for it. But at the end, it's sweet. And over here, they went through 7 steps, and even at the end, they couldn't pull through. Vayazvu es Hashem, they still were forsaking Hashem. The Pasuk also says, V'lo avduhu, and they didn't worship Hashem, asks the Gemara, Mimashma shenemar, it says, Vayazvu es Hashem, they forsake Hashem, Enu yodeya shalo avduhu, of course they weren't worshiping him. Matam aloma lo avdu, what does it mean? They weren't worshipping Hashem. Amar Rabbalaza said, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said an expression. Afilu keturmas hazeh, even like this bean, Shasholkem osa sheva pe'omim, they have to cook it 7 times, Ve'ochlem osa b'kinuach suda, but at the end, at least they're willing to eat it. Or at least, if not eat it as a main dish, but they're willing to eat it bekinuach suda as a dessert together with everything else, almost as an afterthought. At least credit me with a maybe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. Lo asu uni bonai, and my children didn't even do that. So again, vayazvu es Hashem, they forsake Hashem, that they themselves, 7 deviations, and then at least maybe you can come through. And v'lo avdu, Hashem says, you're treating me like a tormus. Not even like a tormus, that even after the 7 deviations, even after you make a list of all the deities, all the powerful forces in the world, you weren't even willing to put Hashem on the same list. A great example, a mashal of this, we find sometimes with those who want to propose evolution, spontaneous creation, anything to avoid the existence of an intentional creation and a creator. So we need to realize that all the theories of evolution never disproved creation. All of them suggest that perhaps this is what happened. Perhaps this is what happened. No one was there to disprove creation. So the question would, of course, be, why doesn't creation at least get credited with a maybe? They say a cute question that a person walks into the Beis Medrash and he says, I have a question for everybody, a big question. Yeah, what's the question? He says, why does the Chumash start with a gimel? So they're stunned by the question. Chumash start with a gimel. The first word of Chumash is Bereishis. What are you talking about? Starts with a gimel. So one of the boys answers, it doesn't start with a gimel. It starts with a beis. And this guy answers, ah, very good. That's one of the answers. That's one of the answers. Why doesn't Chumash start with a gimel? At least one of the answers should be, no, it starts with a beis. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that at this particular time described in the book of Shoftim, it had gotten so bad that seven Avodah Zarahs they had listed. But Vayazvu es Hashem velo avduhu, and they were not worshipping Hashem, even as an addendum to what was going on, at least to leave a window open for tshuva. In general, I don't believe that's the description of generally what went on in the Jewish people. We find, for example, in the time of Eliyahu, the challenge that was much more practical amongst the generations is described by Eliyahu as Ad masei atem holchem al shnei asiifim, why are you straddling the fence? By Har HaKarmel, Eliyahu gave them rebuke and said, if the Baal is the Avod, is the deity, so do that. If Hashem is the deity, so do that. But when you keep straddling the fence, it causes such confusion. People don't know who's friend, who's foe, who's believer, who's not. But that was common, that they would go ahead and worship the Avodah Zarah in addition to worshiping Hashem, which of course is also Asur, but it's not the absolute extreme that's being described in this Gemara. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.